It is the middle of June, and yet here we are, Country Hour fans, talking about Northern Territory mangoes getting picked and sent to market. Now, I'm not talking about the sweet, juicy, ripe Kensington Pride mangoes. I'm talking about green mangoes. They are being picked, sent to markets down south, and I tell you what, they are getting snapped up quickly, mostly by Asian restaurants who use the sour fruits for pickling and for green mango salads. Short time ago, I had a chat to Vin Nguyen, who works in the Sydney markets. He says the green mangoes from the Territory have definitely rocked up a bit earlier this year.
They've started very, very early in the season. Normally, they rock up at about July, even up to August. But we've seen a couple of them started up, first pick, I should say. Quality has been a bit scratchy. Like, there's a lot of growth marks, a lot of animals picking at the fruit. But safe to say that at least we've got some mangoes in the market, mate.
And what sort of prices are these green mangoes fetching?
So for the quality that they are, they're averaging between $10 to $12 a kilo. That said, they are first pick, so you see a lot of growth marks. The skin's not quite nice and green in colour. It's got a lot of sap. There's a bit of sap burn on some parts of the skin, but yeah, no, like it is now. It's like first pick stuff. It's good to get it out.
And what sort of varieties are these, Vin?
So we've seen a lot of Farlan mangoes. So the green sweet varieties have come up. There's been a couple of cases of Namdocs coming through, the green sour varieties. Not so much Kil Savoy being the most favourable green sweet mango. There's been a couple other variety of green mangoes, such as they're called Keats and Kents, have coming up. But there's not much to go about yet.
When are you expecting supply to increase?
Oh, it's a bit hard to say, buddy. Yeah. So far, no news from the farms yet, aside from the couple of odd boxes that they've managed to pick from the trees. I'd say give it another month to start seeing a bit more volume and a price be a bit more stable. That said, when the first fruit does rock up and the quality will be improved, you're probably looking at about 12 upwards of 15 per kilo.
I know when the mango season starts, we often talk about price per tray, but green mangoes are more price per kilo, are they?
Yeah, so when you're dealing with ripe mangoes from the Northern Territory, they go by tray or by volume cartons. But whereas when green mangoes, people don't normally buy volume of green mangoes, they only buy like a little bit, like a couple of pieces to use in their salad. So they only buy a couple of pieces at a time. So that's why we prefer to go by the kilo. It also gets a bit more, whereas the trays are generally about 7 kilos, but boxes of green mangoes come in about 10 kilos per box. It's a bit easier to work out pricing.
What is demand like? Like if I had a bunch of boxes of green mangoes, would they be easy to sell?
Oh, absolutely, mate. Like so far, it's because it's such an early part of the year to have green mangoes. They'll get snapped up straight away, mostly Cabramatta. A couple of your high-end restaurants around the Sydney area would immediately take an interest to it, so they can get their menu started off with green mango salads or whatever they make with it. I have been recommending a lot of green apple, early new season green apples as an early substitute to get them out. But like I said, they want their mangoes, mate. They got to get them.
They want those mangoes, those green mangoes. They're in the markets right now. That's Vin Nguyen. He's in the Sydney markets. He works for TV Farms. He mentioned that the price was sitting around $10 to $12 a kilo. I got sent a picture from the Melbourne markets a few weeks back now of green mangoes. They would have had to be in the first of the season, selling for nearly $20 a kilo. That's money for jam, money for green mangoes. Now, if you missed the Country Hour yesterday, we did have a chat to Leo Scaleros, who is the NT Mango Industry President. We were chatting to him about the cooler weather that we've been experiencing in the last couple of weeks and what that had meant for flowering. Now, he told us that about 30 to 40% of the Darwin rural area mango crop was now in flower, with more to come in the next few weeks. And in terms of fruit, in terms of yields, well, Leo is already tipping that the coming season, 2019, is going to yield better than last year.
We're looking at about 30% of the crop off, I think for the Darwin area in the August-September period, and then probably only 10-15 in that first week of October, and then another 3 weeks through there into the first week in November. I see us finishing up a bit. I think it's going to be a bit heavier year than last year, but not as heavy as the year before. So somewhere around that 11 million trays for the industry, and around 2.5 million for the Darwin area and Katherine areas.
Leo Scaleros, NT Mango Industry President, feeling optimistic about the season ahead.